Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
And welcome to another exciting edition of the Bartholomew Town Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Bartholomew, and on this episode, I sit down with singer-songwriter Mallory Day for an in-depth conversation. Mallory is best known as the frontwoman of the Newport, Rhode Island-based band Wildlife, though as she revealed on social media recently, she's transitioning to becoming more of a solo performer. I didn't hesitate to ask her about this, or what the difference is in conveying her message as a solo performer versus with the full band operation.
I saw a Facebook post that you're going to be playing solo a lot. Is that kind of where you're heading right now at this point?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Matt and I do have some shows coming up as a duo, but I feel personally like moving in the direction of solo performances just feels right for me right now. And it's just a whole other dynamic and things that I can kind of focus on. So I really like that.
Is there an area that you feel like you're not able to tap into with a band that you can get out of being a solo performer?
Yes, I do. I think it's kind of hard to explain, but it's more energetic, I think, overall. Like, on stage, I think you're probably speaking to the energy and the stage presence and the kind of rock and roll attitude, which I really enjoy. But I also, when I'm playing solo, I really enjoy being able to tap into more of the subtle emotion, and it's a different energetic wavelength where I can explore and really expand upon my voice more. Instead of being loud and rambunctious with my energy, I can be quiet and soft and vulnerable in that way. I was thinking about, it might be a different way of going about things, but going into the studio and kind of cutting a solo record and focusing on the studio atmosphere and bringing in session musicians like that. Right now, that would be my dream.
Despite Mallory's decision to go solo, I wanted to touch on the band's outstanding debut EP, which was released this past summer and happens to open up with an 8-minute track.
And I really enjoyed it, and I've listened to it plenty of times, and it's really cool how I always liked how you felt fairly bold in a world where advertisers are creating 5-second commercials for YouTube and so on and so forth. You're willing to open up the record with like an 8-minute epic, you know, E-P-O-C-H.
Yeah.
And that was really awesome, and that was like really cool when I got the record to just be like, all right, we're going for it. This isn't, you know, is that something you really want to keep going with? Like, not really worrying about the conventions of what, you know, a manager might say to a buzz band, like how to proceed, you know?
Probably. I think, especially when it comes to the huge difference in styles that I'm moving towards, it just seems like I've had lots of thoughts lately about, like, oh, how do I market this? Or how do I fit into a brand, so to speak? And I've just been resisting that so much that I don't want to have to fit into a mold. I want to do what's right for me and what feels right. You know, putting that 8-minute song in the beginning of the EP felt right. And I actually didn't even think about it. I was just like, this is what is going to go first. And the feedback that I've gotten, I've actually been kind of surprised by, because I didn't really think about it, which is nice to have that kind of naivete about the industry. But yeah, I think it's always just coming back to checking in with myself, what feels right for me, and how can I make that work?
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Songwriting can define some artists' lives, so I wanted to ask Mallory what it was like for her when she first began to put her music out into the world.
That's a really good question, because I feel like I was actually talking to a friend of mine about this concept of shaman sickness, which is applies mostly to healers, which also applies to me too, because I'm a mental health therapist for my day job. But basically, if you're not fulfilling your calling, there's a kind of sickness or, you know, something that you feel is weighing you down. You can't really reach, you know, that enlightened place that you want to get to. So when I started performing with wildlife is when I really felt that click, and it was, I felt like me finally after my whole life, years of just wondering, like, when am I going to be able to, you know, tap into this creative energy? And then once I did, it was like a confidence boost, and I just kind of came into myself, which was really refreshing. And sometimes I worry, you know, if I fall back too much or if I don't keep writing, then I'll fall back to a place again before I started. So I'm really trying to keep it up.
Mallory's artistic output isn't the only thing in transition. The city of Newport recently completed a multi-million dollar renovation of the Broadway neighborhood that houses many artists and musicians. With a remodeled downtown, many longtime residents have been displaced in favor of Airbnb and soaring rent prices.
Do you feel like Newport is in a place where it can attract people who are 21 to 45 years old that have vision?
I think it was for it, and it could still be. I think maybe a year ago, I felt the buzz of energy and the potential, and people, the momentum was there, and people were starting projects and opening businesses and having house shows. And I want that momentum to keep going. But it really feels like it's like a train going up a uphill track, and
yeah,
we're trying, but we need. We need, I think, more people to get involved.
What do you think would bring people here to Newport that would add to the creative community and then generate more revenue for the city and more clean, quote-unquote, revenue?
Well, one thing that is in the works is the Opera House getting renovated. So once that's open, we get bands coming in, kind of like folk fest style bands. I think 700 seat theaters, just like the Columbus in Providence, and that would be sick to kind of have that, and then that would attract people that are coming to see original music rather than people coming to see cover bands and just get wasted and stumble around downtown. So there's that. I think it would really help to have more practice spaces available. The noise ordinance is a really big issue. Be able to have house shows, like just chill house shows where we can just play music and not to worry about it.
You can listen to the debut Wildlife EP on their Bandcamp page. And be sure to stay tuned for an exclusive live video of Mallory performing right here on our porch. For the Bartholomew Town Podcast, Bill Bartholomew, Newport, Rhode Island.
Thank you for listening to Bartholomew Town Podcast.